from JMI Wealth for a brand new week. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
And welcome home.
Not quite there yet.
Oh, you're still there?
Jumping on a plane in a couple of hours.
Nobody extends the week out like you do, eh?
Hey, I'll give you a read on this Trump emergency thing. Being here over the weekend, hard to find any positive commentary about it in the mainstream media at all.
Interesting. Where's the market at? Bounce back on?
Bounce back on. Boomer finish to the US share market on Friday night, Mike. Big move up in the Dow Jones, up 443 points, 1.74%. S&P 500, NASDAQ, they jumped up as well, although not quite to the same degree, 1.09% on the S&P 500 and about 0.61% on the tech index. So look, Mike, that S&P 500 has now bounced back almost 18% from the lows we saw on Christmas Eve. So that is a significant bounce back. Yeah, it's still below the 2018 peak, about 5% below, but boy, it's been a pretty strong start to the year. I mean, the thing is, Mike, I've talked about five big issues that I think are going to impact share market performance this year. Trade, the US government funding row, global growth, US corporate earnings growth, and of course, Brexit. Well, you know, over the last sort of 3 weeks, I suppose, you've seen a pretty significant reduction in the amount of concern. So changing the investor sentiment on two of those issues. That's trade and US government funding. And the trade announcements on Friday here that really sort of drove that market higher, that looks like the US-China trade talks are progressing. I mean, Brexit issues haven't really changed, but arguably there are some rays of hope for no hard Brexit. But, you know, that's just a day-to-day proposition, isn't it? And current earnings season has beaten expectations. The only thing I'm bothered about, Mike, towards the end of last week, the global growth issue still live. Last week, fourth quarter Eurozone growth, 0.2%. Yeah. That's very weak. 1.8% for the year. Employment very static, only up sort of just over zero. But we're still seeing inflation moderating in China despite monetary policy stimulus, and we had some very weak retail sales numbers here in the US, and we're just not sure whether that's part of a bit of sentiment around the weak share market and the government shutdown. But at this stage, Mike, certainly in the US, investor sentiment backing those positive moves on trade, and it should flow into our market this morning. We should have a good start to the NZX.
Okay, but having said that, what about the manufacturing, eh? And is this a trend?
Yeah, it's hard to say at this point. So we had a couple of bits of local data Friday, a BNZ Business New Zealand Performance of Manufacturing Index, PMI is what it's called, seasonally adjusted 53.1. That's the headline number. We know above 50 means manufacturing is generally expanding. 53.1, positive number, but it has weakened since December, down 1.7 points. It's running at the long-term average. The slightly worrying issue here is we look at the new orders, sub-index, that's a forward-looking indicator. We've had the third consecutive month of a decline there, lowest in about 12 months. So headline good, but bit of a question mark over whether we can keep the momentum through this year. And of course, the Reserve Bank thinks growth is going to accelerate towards the end of this year. The numbers at this stage, not sure.
I don't know how they see that. And what are this migration data? Is this like, wait, what the hell is going on here?
It's just all a little bit wacky, Mike. The context here, we've got this new data series, new information collection process. The first iteration of it casts some doubt over what we thought was the magnitude of the immigration issue. And of course, that makes us think about the economic effect of that migration. They've come out, we've got the second set now. They're a lot higher than expected, 5,080 for the month. So look, the monthly numbers are just volatile. I think we've got to ignore those. I think you've just got to look at the yearly numbers. Annual net migration, just under 49,000, down 25% from highs. You know, it peaked at 64,000. That's the number we've got to keep an eye on for the moment until these monthly numbers settle down.
Righto, what are the numbers?
25,883 on the Dow Jones, up 443 points. S&P 500, 2775, and the NASDAQ, 7472. So strong finish. FTSE 100, 7236, up 40. The Nikkei, 20,900, down 239 on Friday. And the Shanghai Composite, down 37, 2682. The ASX 200, 6066, up 7. And the NZX 50, 9245 on Friday. We're down 39 about 0.42%. Now, the Kiwi dollar is stronger, Mike, 0.6854 against the US, 0.9609 against the Aussie. So we're sitting around 80-month highs there. 0.6075 euro, 0.5323 pounds, 75.81 against the yen. Gold trading at $1,322. And Brent crude, very strong, $66.25.
Good on you, mate. You have a good good trip home. We'll see you Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher at JMA Wealth. Get hold of him and the team at jmawealth.co.nz.